Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Well, now that we're all sugared up.
I'm not. I didn't have it. I'm going to give mine to you.
No, no, no. I can't have two of those. That is decadent.
Man, I just want to say real quick, I freaking still love this song.
Yeah.
I listened to the whole thing in headphones and it just, the whole thing, it's so well done.
Billie Eilish.
Here's your cookie. Feather.
I don't give it to me because I'll end up eating it.
Yeah,
please don't. I really
eat
only
it,
want.
Ben.
You'll love it. I can't eat a cookie at 7 a.m.
What is wrong with you?
It's the best way
that,
to start
that
the
is
day.
Like a, that's a broken person talking right there. I can't eat a cookie in the morning. What? That's when they're the best. Dip it in your coffee.
Oh.
Bob.
I haven't even drinking coffee yet.
Oh my gosh, you're all.
I know, what is going on? Well, we did, you know, first thing in here, me and Lizzie were, Jesus, me and Bob were just scrambling, trying to put everything together.
Bob,
you know what
scared
it is?
The living you know what out of me.
We've been texting back and forth and your damn name is on the thing.
You should change it.
I should. I'm going to change it.
God. Bob was lurking in a hallway doorway and goes, Vinny!
Good.
Sorry about that.
Easy.
Come in here. I have something to tell you.
He's very jumpy.
Yeah, I don't think Sarah and I could have done a worse job keeping it a secret.
I know. We were trying to be cool. She comes in here. She's got her laptop and all this stuff like crunched into there. It's like, oh, we're going to pretend we're looking at your laptop together.
Like, which we've never done.
I know. But it's not like Maddie didn't know it was his birthday today or anything.
Happy birthday, Maddie.
Happy birthday to you. Mm. So these cookies are heavily salted. I like that. This is a good cookie. I would like the recipe. Do you want to put the recipe up for everybody? Because I'm telling you, that is a brown sugar delight. That is a good cookie.
Yeah, I'll put the recipe and I'll put the differences that I do from the original.
All right, nice. Post it up. And did you see the other thing I texted you this morning from the Evil Genius?
Yes, Maddie got it too.
Oh, whoa. I was thinking maybe we could put that up for Maddie.
Oh, we will.
Someplace.
We'll do a little happy birthday post for
Maddie. A little happy birthday post for Maddie.
Oh, you know.
How many cookies have you had so far?
I'm still working on the first one.
Oh, man. I feel like that means they're too much. There's too much of, you know?
They're not too much. They're good.
No, it's very good.
You got to be more confident in your baking skills.
I'm trying to
savor
it.
That's a good cookie. Yeah. You know what it tastes like? It actually tastes like the dough that's in the cookie dough ice cream. You know what I mean? That like really specific,
that's good.
Like good tooth to it. And really that's a nice cookie.
By the way, earlier this morning, Maddie gave a list for anyone looking to get into this hot property.
Oh yeah.
He
yes.
gave you his must have.
I think there should be a post about that as well. If you could like detail the 10 rules of Maddie.
You want some of this? You got to have all of these.
Right.
Or not have all of these, whatever it is.
Right.
DMs are open, ladies. Read the list. If you pass it.
Oh, boy. That's who could ever resist.
I know. I just.
A voice to DMs open, ladies.
I just ooze sexuality and
yeah.
Handsomeness.
Machismo.
Check his Insta for thirst traps. There's a few of them.
Yeah,
there
are actually. Like, there's some shirtless stuff on there. Maddie's a, you know, single looking to mingle. I mean, single-ish. It's complicated, but
he's single.
Yes,
I've nailed him down a couple times. He's like, no, we're never getting. That's not happening.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, there we go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the question sort of was, and this is really, in my mind about people in general, not necessarily just your specific situation, but like when you know there's no comeback.
Yeah.
Like you know it.
Right.
And you're especially not,
you're done holding out hope.
You usually have tried that multiple times and still you think, could we maybe? But in the end, do you know? He knows.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to get rolling here because I just looked at the clock and things are looking a little
tick,
dicey.
Tick,
tick.
Thanks for all the birthday love.
Yeah, well, we love you. BFFs. Last chance Lady Gaga tickets. We're doing these all day starting well under an hour from now. We'll have your first code word, and they go every hour until 6:05. So if you love Lady Gaga and you were like, oh, I really wanted to go to that show July 22nd, we have your last chance tickets. So there's also a grand prize, which is the Lady Gaga merch pack, and includes her entire album catalog on vinyl, which is amazing. And that's all courtesy of Live Nation and Interscope Capitol Records. So 7:05, your first code word. That doesn't mean go anywhere, you know, hang out. We'll get there. I have cause of death for Michael Madsen. It is they are saying heart failure. Michael Madsen, who I think probably best known for the Quentin Tarantino movies that he's been in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's been in a ton of other stuff. He was pronounced dead Thursday, 1 week ago today, in his Malibu home. It's already Thursday. This week has gone by really fast. So Michael Madsen, the doctor said heart failure will be listed as a cause of death, with heart disease and alcoholism named as contributing factors.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to do an autopsy because apparently the cardiologist who was treating Madsen signed the death certificate. The case is considered closed. No foul play indicated, and they call it a death from natural causes. So rest in peace, Michael Madsen. Maybe I'll try and watch. Although, Big Brother starts tonight.
Whoa, so John big and I night will definitely for you. Start.
Well, I won't be able to watch it tonight. You will. But I won't be able to watch it tonight. And plus, John's not here anyways, and that's our thing. Lizzie, at some point,
you
really got to stop doing that.
Oh my God. Can you please put a Bob sign up there? Holy crap. What is wrong
You're
with me?
Fire.
Or it's just over.
It might
or
be.
Or the ruse is up.
No,
I mean,
no.
Bob, it is. I'm sorry, Bob. Please put a Bob sign up in front of your face over there. Bob's Movie Club. We're doing that a week from today. I don't even notice I'm doing it. You guys all have to react for me to realize I did something wrong. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, right, that.
Just start calling me Bob all the time.
All right, I'll change all your contact info. Anyway, Bob, today, you don't have to do it now, but have you come up with a movie for Bob's Movie Club?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
You look like you feel pretty good about it. You have a good, confident look on your face.
Pen to paper. What am I watching?
I'll tell you on the next.
Oh, fudge.
Oh, okay.
A little bit more suspense.
All right. That's coming. Upcoming,
it's
everyone.
Coming. Stick around.
But it's decided.
Yes.
Okay.
And you can't be argued out of it. Will Vinny like it?
I have no idea.
I will watch whatever she assigns.
What's the genre?
Time travel.
Oh, it is a time travel movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Her favorite genre.
It's actually
her favorite kind of movie.
It's my favorite genre. So we're coming back with a big swing. And it's actually one that a couple of listeners recommended to me because I've never seen it. So like,
oh, you haven't even seen it?
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought that'd be more fun.
Yeah, that is fun for us to all have sort of a first impression of a movie like that. All right. I can't wait to find out what it is. Will we recognize the title? Was it a big movie?
I'm not sure. It's before my time.
Oh.
That's all I'll say.
Is it also? Okay. Mm-hmm. I have a Jonas Brothers story.
Yay!
Yeah. Because Kevin of the Jonas Brothers, he almost went broke when the Jonas Brothers broke up in 2013, which is probably one of the big reasons. Probably like, you guys, can we just please put out some more Jonas Brothers stuff and tour again? It was a very sad day for a lot of people when in 2013, I'm assuming Bob also was upset by this. I did catch myself that time. Don't, Vinny, stop laughing at me.
You know what's cool about a breakup is that then you get to experience the back together, the makeup, if you will. And that was a fun time to be a Joe Bros fan. Really? I have since grown out of them. I was never a huge fan, but.
Who's your favorite Jonas brother?
Right now, see, that's the thing. It changes.
Oh, does it? I would think it. I'm Joe Jonas all the way.
So back in the day, I was definitely a Nick girl, like OG. Miley. Is he the oldest? No, he's the youngest.
Okay.
The one with diabetes.
Is he married to the childhood sweetheart or the?
No, Priyanka Chopra.
Yeah.
And then when they came back, when they got back together, it was clear that Joe was the hottest one.
Yeah.
Most stage presence.
Yeah.
So cool. He and Sophie, it couple. And now he's like kind of cringe.
You know, there was a story about his nipple size in the news recently.
It was news because he posted a TikTok about it.
Are we talking about his areola or are we talking about the nip itself?
The areola.
Okay.
And I did look at the picture. So it started with a post that he made where he's I don't know what he's got on down below, but his chest is naked and he's sort of like leaning back and he's with his arms spread and his head's back. And I looked at the post in question and went, those are 100% like perfect nipples. Like those, they're not too big. They're not too small. Too small is what everyone was saying. Like, why does he have such small areolas? Areoli.
Wait a minute. I'm looking at the biggest nipples I've ever seen on a man. Are you kidding me?
That looks photoshopped.
Those are gigantic.
First of all, that's Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
Secondly,
we're talking about Joe.
Joe.
I thought we were talking about Nick.
No, it's not Nick. It's Joe.
It's hard to keep up with the Jonases.
It is hard to keep up with the Jonas. They should have a show so we can all keep up with them.
He's got enormous areolas.
Do you think that's real?
I'm looking at it.
I'm telling you, it does look really fake. If you're Priyanka Chopra, you got to be into big nipples if those are really his nipples.
Who are we talking about?
We're talking about Joe Jonas.
Oh, Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas. People were saying, oh my God, his nipples are ridiculously small. And they're not. They're perfect. In fact, hang on somewhere here. I have a measurement on how big nipples are supposed to be. I'm not kidding. According to a 2018 study in the Aesthetic Surgery Journal, that's for plastic surgeons, I assume, the average nipple size for a guy is 1.05 inches in diameter. So just like an inch. And his look exactly that big. I don't know. Here's the picture everyone was looking at, Vin. Saying that his nipples were too small. Like, don't they? I mean, would you even notice his? They're perfect.
No, because I can't take my eyes off the sexy flower in his mouth. I know. What the
isn't
that?
Isn't that the funniest picture?
What is that?
I did think to myself, why is anyone looking at his nipples when he looks like the cover of a romance novel? No, like his shaggy hair, and he's, you know, like the goofiest way. It's like he's got this white. It looks like it may be a daisy.
Even Fabio would say no.
That doesn't work, Joe.
No.
Joe, everyone knows if you're going to put a flower in your mouth, it should be a rose. But definitely not a daisy.
He has the internet all Twitter pated over his boobies.
Right. So then he does a TikTok about it where he's like, I really feel like they seem normal.
I think he said he was at a coffee shop or something, and this woman is like, oh my God, she sees him and she's like, Joe, my friends and I were just talking about you and your nipples. And he was like, thanks. So it was a fan interaction that made him start to question them. And then of course he was like, well, I need to get validation on this. So he made a TikTok about it. It was funny, but all it's going to do is get people like us to talk about his nipples.
Yeah.
So.
Listen, though, the nipples we need to talk about are Nick's.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at this. It's photoshopped. I have side by side pictures of him with these.
The big ones the Photoshop or are the little ones the Photoshop?
I'm going to go it's the big ones because I'm looking at I'm looking at a photo of him. Oh my God. He's holding his crotch. That is. Whatever. They're photoshopped. They look like I mean, not even pepperoni. Like, they look like salami.
They do look. I was literally thinking salami.
Yeah.
But all like nipples are beautiful. Like little Genoa salami. If you have salami nipples yourself.
You know, I'm very picky about nipples.
You are?
I am.
So you feel like John passed that.
Yes, John's nipples are within the range of normal.
So this would be on your list of
this
of
would I'm telling you, it would be because I dated this guy for a little while.
Oh dear, here we go.
And he was great looking guy. I thought, like, you know, he actually had long black hair, and he was like a singer in a band. It's a big, big, wide, bright smile.
Not Whitey.
No, not Whitey. Some different guy. I can't even think of his name. And he, but I remember he would wear white tank tops all the time. Like, that was kind of his look, like the jeans and a white tank top.
Okay.
And because he had great arms, but his nipples were like super puffy, like the whole thing, not just the pointy part.
I like a puffy nipple.
Yeah, I don't like it on a dude. I mean, and listen, if you've got them, nothing against you. I'm sure yours are fine and look really attractive, but don't wear tight white tank tops. Like, it was really distracting, and they were very dark colored and I couldn't look away, and it became a distraction. I had to break up with them. I'm like,
you had to break up with them?
I broke up with them because of the nipples.
What is happening?
Like,
this
when
break?
They were waving around in front of your face when he was on you, they're like, you just couldn't take it.
I honestly don't even think I wound up doing him.
What?
I saw him a couple times, and I just was like, that I don't think I can. I would have been very distracted by that.
I don't know what it is with me, but every unique thing about women, somehow I'm like, God, I love that.
No, that's wonderful.
I remember being a little boy and like a young boy, I should say, not little, but in the Playboys my dad had, there were the boobs that would kind of go boop.
Oh.
Like kind of like banana boobs.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And I remember someone, like one of my friends or something, saying, oh, that's so, I don't, and I thought, how could you not? You're looking at that and you don't like that.
Mm.
That's, you're not into that. How's that possible?
Well, everybody's got their
amazing
thing.
Amazing.
You're look just very, this. You're very equal opportunity.
I really, really like the female form very much.
Oh, I'm getting I cannot believe it.
You just
it.
Got the cane?
Yeah, I got the cane. I'm done. Well, at some point, maybe I'll get to this Jonas Brothers story because it's somewhat interesting.
And
but
we
not
really
as
want the name
the
of the man's boobs that hung in front of your face where you were like, I cannot do this.
Why not?
I can't think of his name. Oh, I would tell you.
It's not Whitey.
Oh, no. This guy had like long black hair.
Before John, though, obviously.
Yes. I knew John.
In the mix, somewhere in there. Because you did do John a few times before.
Here
you
and there,
were...
we dabbled.
Uh huh.
He cheated on his girlfriend a few times with me.
Right.
And I guess I cheated on her too because I knew her. All right, Ben. What's coming up in the news?
But we don't like Doreen, so oh well. Right.
Yeah, and I'm not a fan of Doreen's.
Right.
I'm really glad I saved him from her.
We have heroes headed south, and more after these.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
We never go out of style. We never go out of style. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
It's
Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special.
Oh,
you want to have some fun?
Yeah.
You can get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special, 6 to 10 a.m., the best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice. Mostly sunny today, although we have overcast conditions here in downtown San Francisco. We should see sunshine, though, today, and hotter than it's been.
Heating up.
90 in Walnut Creek, Napa, and San Jose. Everywhere else, somewhere under that.
Make your adjustments. Be warm one.
And one of my stories today is the SF Bay Area is seeing the coldest summer in decades. That, of course, is so far. And now that we've read
They've
that story on air, we can expect.
They print the story and suddenly the summer goes, oh, yeah, that's right, it's summer.
Those red hot nights right around the corner.
I do like a warm night.
I don't. I hate it.
Oh.
A Bay Area rescue team with search dogs has been deployed to Texas to help out.
Good.
This is likely a recovery mission at this point, which is what they'll see, I'm sure, is tragic. So they are already there. They're on the scene now and probably outworking as we speak. But the situation stands that at least 100 have died and more than 160 people are missing.
Oh, God.
Go team. They're saying here that teams from the Bay Area, also Riverside, LA, and Orange counties have also been sent to support the operations for recovery there in Texas. Among those missing are some people from Marin. Husband, wife, and their son still not accounted for. So there's that. This first story is super fun. I like it.
Okay.
And it's weird to hear it being explained as millennials are revealing normal behaviors from the 90s that would be strange now. And I'm like, well, some of this would account for the 70s and 80s as well.
Right.
So, but that's...
Well, we have a zillennial.
We do.
On the show. Bob will, I'm sure, have thoughts on this.
So here are some of the things, normal behavior from the 90s that would be really strange now. Calling a girl's house to speak with her and not knowing who will answer the phone.
Yeah.
Could be her dad.
That did end in the 90s.
Used to hang up when the parents would pick up.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. That is true, isn't it? You would call and if the person you didn't want to talk to.
Her dad, I'd hang up.
I'm going to call you. Just make sure you're by the phone.
Yeah.
And there was also the fact that somebody else could pick up another extension.
Yeah.
Listen in, like your brother would be listening in.
Well, you put hours of phone work in on some lady you're dating. And by lady, I mean, you know, we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, all that age. There you are, talking.
Yep.
My daughter's doing it now.
How's that going?
She comes down, like she came down yesterday and her boyfriend waited on the line upstairs. She comes down, eats dinner, and goes, all right, I got to go back upstairs. So-and-so's on the phone. I'm like, never mind.
Is she talking on your landline?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
So old school.
Well, she's lost she got carried away with her iPod, and we had to really rip that from her.
The iPod,
she's still
that was
like
really
that.
More of a phone.
She'll text me from her iPod. You know, she's still allowed to text us, and she'll text me and be like, hey, can I do the? And I haven't seen it. When I get to my phone, though, it's, hey, can I do, hello, dad, are you there? Like, all separate texts. Answer me, please. Can you please? And I've had to tell her, your wants are not needs, first and foremost. And secondly, I'm not looking at my phone all day. You need to rip yourself from your iPod and go find something to do. I'm sorry, summer's so boring.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Let's go to the library and get a stack of books.
No phones. Cameras for photos. These are things in the 90s that you may or may not know about, depending on if you were there.
Actually, that's back too.
Cameras, the kids are into it.
Oh yeah,
no,
super into it.
When you
digital
say that,
cameras, film cameras.
I was gonna say, are we talking about Polaroids? Which
all three?
Who is developing the film? Where can you take that to get it developed
well,
now?
Polaroid prints out, Sarah. When you take it,
yeah, Polaroid spits the thing right out. You know what's funny about that? I had a girlfriend who worked at Long's Drugs Store. Do they still have those?
I think so.
I think they got bought. They may be gone. Either way, she worked in the camera department And she and we were talking about photos, and I don't remember how it came up. Truly, I don't. But it was one of those things where she said, well, no, if you want to do nudes, you have to use a Polaroid. I think I said something like, oh, did you ever, you know, get people's? And she said, nobody does that. You use Polaroids for nudes. And I was like, first of all, how do you know that? Have you ever done that? And why didn't I think of that? Yeah. Like, Jesus.
You need the ones that process themselves and not the ones that you right. have to drop
I
off at
never
the drugstore.
Thought I could have pictures of my longtime girlfriend. I mean, she probably would have done it. It never occurred to me.
Those times were so simpler.
Just not so nearly pervy enough to, you know, have thought, you know what I need? A Polaroid in like endless film for Christmas, birthdays, forevermore.
Yeah.
Never did it, not once. But that was the move. Polaroids.
Right. Until, you know, someone finds them in the shoebox, you keep them in the closet.
Well, whatever.
Your mom's like, Vincent, what is this?
Paying for things with checks ended, I guess, there in the 90s, because that's on the list.
Yeah.
And cash, I guess. I still see cash from time to time.
From time to time. Like, I always try to have some cash on me. But, yeah, the debit card was the way. We changed banks back in the day because they didn't have debit cards. I'm like, watching everybody else pay them with debit cards, I'm like, I'm going to need one of those.
Hmm. And so you switched?
Switched banks. We were at Union Bank, and we went to Wells.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Was that here?
Mm-hmm.
In the Bay Area,
yeah,
you were
like early days. There was a Union Bank right by our house. Is Union Bank even still around anymore?
I don't think so.
Well, they needed to get with it earlier. I loved that bank. It was right around the corner from my house. I could walk over there anytime, and they just were like, "No, we don't have that." I'm like, well, are you gonna get it? I don't know. I'm just a teller. I know.
This is on the list of things that sort of don't seem normal today. I don't know if this ended, though. I remember when I was in school, the girls that would... Hold on, I scrolled away for the... Hanging out with 20-plus-year-old guys when we were 15 and 16.
Yeah, there was always like the friend who had the cute older brother and his friends.
Was that?
I had that going on.
Is that over, though?
I don't think that's actually over. I don't think that actually... Maybe it's over because it's been drilled in everyone's head that they're in big trouble if they do anything with you.
Oh, the kid, the older boys.
The older kids.
Who
maybe.
Aren't kids, actually. They're in their 20s.
Right.
Yeah, I never did that. And I used to hate it when I was a high school kid because I just thought...
Dating your own dating pool.
I'm 15 and I know you're a loser. Like, how do these girls not know that? You're a loser.
I treat him like a princess.
You're in college. You have a car and you're picking up a 15-year-old from her high school.
Mm.
I guess it's just sour grapes on my part, right?
It is because well, it's also completely illegal. Whatever they were getting up to.
Yeah, well, you know what they were getting up to. You were that girl.
Not at 15, I wasn't.
Oh, you didn't date any 20-year-olds?
No.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Knocking on someone's door to see if they can hang out.
The knocking on the door is gone. If someone knocks on the door, I'm like, oh no, someone's at the front door. Quick, open up a camera app. Who is it?
On the list also, right off of that, is going to people's doors so often. Knocking on strangers' doors for fundraising all the time. It was not only allowed, it was encouraged. It was, you were told at school, go knock on doors
canvas
in the neighborhood,
right,
and raise the money for these things that we need to do here.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend who's like, you can drop by whenever you want. I'm like, I would never do that. And don't do it to me. I'm like, I would love to see you. Please text me first. Like, dropping by is just, it's not a thing anymore.
Well, our doorbell now, because we have kids, rings all the time.
Yeah, that's
and
a neighborhood
okay.
kid thing. That still works. I like that.
But when I was drinking and hiding in the house, the doorbell ring was like this whole undercover operation to see if I could see who it was without tipping my hand that not only am I home, but I'm ripped. So it was a whole freaking thing.
Yep. Didn't you have some kid you were teaching to skateboard in that neighborhood too? Like there was a whole...
I used to play catch with a kid around there.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That kid's probably 30 now.
Probably. Mm. Okay, we move on.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
I like that though.
What? Knocking on the door?
Just this whole list. That was a good list.
Buying cigarettes for my mom as a kid like it was no big deal.
Yeah. Yep. She'd send you to the store with a note.
Oh, I didn't have to take a note.
Well, I mean, everyone knew you. You were hanging out at the bar with your mom when you were five. My mom would send me up with a dollar. And I think cigarettes were like, she wanted, I think they were like some crazy thing, like 40 cents a pack. So I'd have to get her two packs and I could have the other 20 cents. And you could get so much candy with 20 cents back in the day. Ah, the olden days.
This one's my favorite because this was not only completely true, but it's over forever. Just not knowing.
Yeah.
You just don't know something. Yep. It's hard to explain to a 15-year-old today that when I was growing up, if you wondered something, that's where it ended. There was no possibility of getting that answer unless you went to the library or went to your encyclopedias, which also were sold to you at your front door by someone who knocked.
We had a set of encyclopedias.
We had the orange ones.
We had the Book of Knowledge.
Oh, we had the orange ones are Britannica, right?
Yeah, so. We had the brand Britannica as well. Yeah.
You had that. But it would never get updated. So yeah, 10 years would go by and then that would be completely just obsolete. But you had to go to the library and look stuff up if you needed to know something. It was a great way to win arguments. Like if you just sounded like you knew, then people would be like, oh, I guess she knows.
Forget about all that. We truly did in conversations, whether you're a kid or even with the grown-ups, it just had an end point of, we don't know.
Yeah. Nobody knows.
We'll never know.
Yeah. It was like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
It's sucker. So unrelatable three. To someone who's young a today one, because you
three.
You just search it up.
Yeah.
Google will tell you whatever you need to know.
It's funny because you begin to lean on things like, now that we're completely on computer, like anytime something comes up in any story, I just quickly Google it. And then I just drag the Google window over next to the story I'm doing. So I'm like, oh, I looked that up. It's right here. Whether it's someone's age or net worth or, you know, some medical condition that I'm like, will that give me dark urine? You know, whatever.
I don't know if it's a Gen Z thing, but my students constantly will like send me a question. And I just want to write back, you have Google. Mm. Like, you can look this up. You don't need to, like, ask me what it is.
Like, maybe they think that you have some, like, in-depth knowledge because you're their teacher.
Yeah, well, I don't.
You're supposed to teach them that stuff.
Look it up, kids.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. CVS gobbled up Long's drug stores back in 08.
Oh.
Long's was the best. Come on, Vin. I eat cookies at 4 a.m. on my drive into work.
Yeah. If there's cookies at my house, they're getting eaten.
I ate it. It's delicious. It was so good.
It was really good, right? Mm,
oh, so good.
Yummy. Delicious. You like it with the salt on top?
Absolutely.
I love it like that.
Good morning from San Jose. Oh my God. When I had my ex-husband's best friend pierce my nipples, I asked him if I had weird ones. They are on the longer side.
Oh, the guy said, yeah, they're on the longer side. That is really funny.
It was the craziest thing to be asking my soon-to-be husband's best friend about my tips. Mm. Ah, the memories.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out they are a type. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Well, everything's a type, isn't it?
I can't imagine being with a naked lady and going, I don't like your nipples. I'm going to have to leave you. Mm. And you did that to a guy.
Well, I just didn't like them. So...
You're practically Maddie with your lists of things that you don't like. Sheesh.
Well, we've all got our stuff.
We deserve perfection.
I don't even need perfection. I just didn't. And it's fine to have puffy nipples. Just please don't wear a tank top so everyone knows the guy I'm dating has puffy nipples. Ugh, gross.
What do you got against puffy nipples?
They were like obscenely puffy. Like really like noticeably. It wasn't just like I could see the guys.
Like almost like
like a really large puffy nipple, like the Photoshop Nick Jonas ones. and puffy.
Well, I don't want those on a man, but I, on a lady, I'd probably
I know. There's nothing like, you must accept all of our nipples, but we don't have to accept all of yours. That's just the double standard. Deal with it.
Okay. Someone said, hey, Vinny, keep Sarah talking. Soon we'll know Susan's real name, too.
I don't know Susan's real name. Stupid. I'm so sorry. I did change her information in my contact list, but I've been texting her all morning. And so it just, I don't know. And I think of her as that name. So I'm going with Bob.
650 says, happy birthday, Maddie.
Happy Thank you. Birthday.
Hope you get laid.
Oh, I hope you get laid too. Any chance of that?
No chance of that.
Are you sure? Yeah, have you checked your DMs?
No, no, I mean, plans. I will. I'll check my DMs.
I mean, you do have a fairly stringent policy just to get in the front door.
Well, you know, can make some exceptions.
Really? Like, which ones would you be? Would you accept?
As long as they didn't like chew gum in my face, that would be okay.
Oh, they're allowed to chew gum, just not around you.
Yeah.
Do they need to have it like tucked up in their gum?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I might bend on the polyamory thing just for a hookup, you know, if I'm not going to date the person.
Would you date a lady that smokes cigs?
Probably not, because I would start smoking cigs with her.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
So you're going to?
No. No, I don't think I need to do that.
You still vape, though?
I vape.
If a lady you liked said, listen, I like you, Maddie. Like, you got the right nipples, you got the right, you're a thirst trap. It's all good. Mm. But I need you to quit the vaping.
Would you quit?
You would?
Oh, yeah.
For Nook?
I quit.
He's a dude.
I quit chewing tobacco when I was a teenager for a girl.
Most guys
that's good.
will say they quit, and then they'll start with all the nonsense. Yeah. Out on the side yard with the smoking jacket. She won't smell it if I just take the jacket off after I'm done. Oh, I did all that stuff.
I got to work an honest program.
Okay. Sarah, what's coming up in the trash?
Oh, I definitely know. It's Summer Lovin' Had Me a Blast.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.